Yesterday I went down to the Piraeus with Glaucon, Ariston's son. I wanted to offer my prayers and also see how they would celebrate this new festival honoring the goddess Bendis. I was delighted with our procession, but that of the Thracians was equally beautiful. When we had finished our prayers and seen the show, we headed in the direction of the city. Polemarchus, Cephla's son, caught sight of us from a distance and told his servant to run and ask us to wait for him. The servant grabbed my cloak from behind and said that Polemarchus wanted us to wait. I turned around and asked him where his master was. He said that he was on his way and that we should wait for him. In a few minutes, Polemarchus arrived, along with Adimantus, Glaucon's brother, and Nicaratus, the son of Nicias, and several others who had probably been at the procession.
Socrates, I see that you're already on your way back to the city.
That's right.
But do you see how many we are?
Of course.
Are you stronger than all of us? If not, you'll have to stay where you are.
Isn't there another alternative? Perhaps we could persuade you to let us go.
Can you persuade us if we refuse to listen?
No way.
We're not going to listen, you can be sure of that. Haven't you heard about the torch race in honor of the goddess that will take place this evening? It's on horseback.
On horseback? That's something new. Will they carry torches and pass them to each other during the race?
That's it. Not only that, but there'll be an all-night festival that you definitely ought to see. After supper, we'll go to the festival. Other young men will meet us, and we'll have a good talk. So stay. Don't be stubborn.
Since you insist, it looks like we'll have to stay.
So, we went with Polemarchus to his house, where we found his brothers, Lysias and Euthydemus, along with Thrasymachus from Chalcedon, Charimantides from Paeania, and Clitophon, the son of Aristonemus. Polemarchus' father, Cephalus, was also there. I had not seen him for a long time, and now he seemed to be a very old man.